The workplace can be difficult for many people to negotiate, and some experiences are worse than others. This woman in Sydney recalls one workplace where gender discrimination occurred.
The girls were not given a chance to, say as much, all their comments being dismissed because they're conceived as younger and inexperienced.
Another had mixed experiences in different jobs.
I think it's more ignorance, but that happens sometimes. But once people get to understand that we all come from different backgrounds with different people, they're usually more open and more accepting.
A survey of 3,000 workers by the Diversity Council of Australia shows one in five, or 20% of Australian workers, experienced discrimination or harassment last year alone. This figure rises to 38% for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians, followed closely by people with a disability and under 30-year-olds. Reconciliation Australia's Chief Executive Karen Mundine says she's not surprised given Australia's history.
It's not that long ago that Aboriginal people didn't identify as Aboriginal people within a workplace for fear of being discriminated in some ways. It's not that long ago that people were excluded from working in particular industries or particular areas.
The Diversity Council is keen to focus on the positives. Its Chief Executive Lisa Anise says the survey is the first to look at the benefits for everyone if workers feel included.
An inclusive workplace is a workplace where an individual feels as though they can bring their whole self, their whole authentic self to work. They feel valued, they feel respected, they feel as though they're part of the team, they feel as though they can voice opinions and views without being perceived in a negative light.
She says the results show that businesses' efforts to tackle discrimination are paying off for employees.
They have more opportunity in that workplace, they're less likely to leave that workplace, they have a greater sense of engagement with their workplace, and much lower levels of identified harassment and discrimination.
Three quarters of workers surveyed supported efforts to be more inclusive at work, but middle-aged men with Anglo-Saxon backgrounds were found to be the least enthusiastic. Ms. Anise says it takes training to change people's attitudes.
They need to learn new skills in terms of how to engage with people who are different to them. And so learning those new skills, it's something that you actually need to go out of your way to understand about how to be aware of other people's identities, how to be open and curious about them, how to have a growth focus with regards to other individuals so that you can create a workplace where people feel included.
Reconciliation Australia's Karen Mundine says the process starts with leaders setting the tone and colleagues being respectful.
It's really simple things about just being curious about your colleagues and wanting to understand their backgrounds and how that might actually make a difference in the challenges and the innovations that you're looking at.